From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper. The state of New York has agreed to take over the town of Copeg's efforts to have Salvatore Caccino's illegally constructed steel bridge demolished. The serial offender from Larchmont, Westchester County, was ordered by acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan D. Nichols in 2006 to remove the 30-foot-wide span he built over the Nasher Kill, a protected trout stream, without permission. He was ordered to remove the structure for the second time in 2013. The removal of the bridge was just one item on a long list of tasks Caccino was ordered to do or stop doing after he was found guilty of illegal dumping, building, and excavating on his 30-acre property on the east side of Route 22. Copeg Town Board Member Stanley Gansowski, Caccino's neighbor, has been working with state officials and the DEC to get the state to pursue the court-ordered bridge removal. On September 27th, the board approved a resolution requesting the DEC, and I quote, demand, direct, and oversee removal of the bridge. Gansowski announced October 10th, state and federal officials have agreed to, and I quote, take over the lawsuit, end quote, and see that Caccino complies. Supervisor Jeff Nayer said it was possible the town of Copeg could once again have sued to uphold the judge's order, but the town by itself is not in a position to enforce or monitor the removal of the bridge. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Vivian Wang is reporting for the New York Times that as local news is dying, the state of New York is trying to find ways to save it. Two state lawmakers next week will propose a requirement that any cable company operating statewide offer a local news channel with, and I quote, news, weather, and public affairs programming, end quote, according to the draft of the bill. The programming would have to be independently produced. The companies could not simply rebroadcast others' existing news shows. If approved, the bill would be the first of its kind in the country. Although other forms of intervention to save local news have been tried elsewhere, the New York proposal would be the most aggressive attempt by government officials to sustain local news in the long term. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the Democrat-led state Senate have already indicated support of the idea. Under the proposal, the Public Service Commission, New York's utilities regulator, would decide what qualified as local news. It would also determine how long and how often each channel was required to show it. There is some thought to including online-only content providers, such as Hulu or Amazon Prime, as well in the rule. Media experts warn that such a law could effectively make the government an arbiter of news. One of the bill's co-sponsors emphasized that while the Public Service Commission would ensure a company's compliance with the local news requirement, it would not control the content of that news. Read the full story in the New York Times. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union. The State Department of Health announced October 21st it has expanded the services available through the New York State Smokers Quit Line to offer free coaching and nicotine replacement therapy to e-cigarette users who want to stop vaping. The decision was made in response to the nationwide outbreak of vaping-related illnesses that have killed 33 people and hospitalized almost 1,500 more. The department worked with the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo to develop eligibility criteria and practices that help e-cigarette users stop vaping. The department said nicotine replacement therapy, especially a regimen that combines use of a patch with gum or lozenge, usually doubles the odds that a user will quit. Anyone interested can contact the Quit Line at 1-866-NY-QUITS. That's 1-866-967-8487 any day of the week beginning at 9 a.m. and speak with a specially trained coach who will provide an assessment. Based on that evaluation, a user may be eligible to receive free nicotine replacement therapy. Read the full story in the Times Union. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagost announced the department's 17th annual Day in the Life of Hudson and Harbor will take place Tuesday, October 22nd. The DEC estimates 5,000 local students will take over the shorefronts of the Hudson River and the piers of New York Harbor to collect data and study the river's fish, invertebrates, and more. Local schools participating in the annual event include Coxsackie Elementary School, Chatham High School, Hudson High School, Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School, and Taconic Hills High School. During the Day in the Life event, students collect scientific data using hands-on field techniques in an effort to capture a snapshot of the river's ecology at more than 100 sites along the Hudson. The data collected by students will give the DEC a window into the ecosystem that spans 160 miles. The data will be posted online after the event. Read the full press release at dec.org. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.